Hey there, Mike.
Hello.
So last time we did a rambling episode, actually, I got a lot of good feedback on it. People seemed to like us just talking about random crap.
That really went in a lot of directions, episode 17 as well.
Yeah.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we did. And I think that from time to time, those episodes are good because, you know, we can talk about a whole lot of subjects that, that normally we wouldn't cover. Amongst the episodes that we recorded, as we're recording this today, we just got finished recording with my friend Julio Ojeda Zapata.
We did.
Who's excellent, and a really great friend and a supremely nice guy. One of the things that occurred to me when we were talking about, like, like Square and, how people are, like, using iPads, like, to replace all of these other functions. Actually, one thing I didn't bring up that I wanted to was, today on Minimal Mac, my blog again. What's the site name again? Minimal Mac or something like that?
The Minimal Packet.
Where the hell did that come from?
You gotta buy that domain now.
You know I will. Yeah. Totally will. No, I won't. Dude, do you know how many domains I have?
I would love to know.
I think I'm over 80 now.
I bought a couple of good ones.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I'm going to share them because I'm not doing anything with them yet. Now that I own them, people can't have them. I bought... Oral medicine is in AURAL.
Ooh.
And, yeah, that's nice. It's quite interesting. I don't know what I'd ever do with that, but someone said it to me and Terry on Twitter, saying that about how much they enjoy all the podcasts that we do. So it's like oral medicine. So I think the username is at Stew A007 or something. I will check that, but I'll just give him a shout out for that, but because that was. That's all down to him, yeah. Stu, STUAV007. I believe that he said it to me. If he didn't, then he got a free plug. And I also bought essaycast.com. Which
Essaycast?
Yeah, which is an idea for a show that I have.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah, I could see oral medicine, though, going several places.
Yeah.
I mean, I could think up a number of possibilities with that. I mean, this should be like a forewarning to people. Like, you know, if you ever bring up a interesting phrase or something like that on Twitter or in conversation or whatnot, you better be prepared to, like, lose that sucker. Like, don't even mention it.
Yep.
If, like, because I will register it. There's, you know, even if I never use it, I'll register it.
Minimalpacket.com is available.
Oh, I must resist.
I don't know what you'd ever do with that, but I'm sure you could find something.
Oh, yeah. I got way too many things. The number of domains that I've registered surrounding the title for my upcoming book, you guys heard it here first, is kind of astounding. I mean, you know, of course, things, you know, one that I'm going to use for the book and to, you know, promote the book. And so the book has its own website and whatnot. But also just to kind of protect the.
Yeah, you know, could be findable.
Protect surrounding domains, as it were.
Like, you know, name of book.
You know. Name of book is actually the URL for the book, but but then there was another one that I liked and thought could kind of work, and at one time was for a short while I was actually planning on it being the name or the main URL for the book, but then decided against it, and then. The .com for the title book .com actually is something that's not available. But, you know, I wanted to make sure the .net and the .org and the, you know, all the other, the .info and the other permutations of it were, you know, I mean, so it's really easy, you know, in that, for instance, to rack up a number of domains. Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, when I think about it. So, you know, I've got the, you know, the main URL, the net and the org of the main URL, and the US of the main URL. Okay.
Right.
Then I've got the title of book, net, org, US, info. I mean, you see where I'm going with this, right?
Why do you go for US and info? Like, does anybody even look for that? Like, if I let's say, for example, I go to minimalmac.com and yeah. I know it's not what I'm looking for. As I said, you didn't have that.
Right.
I would never think to then try minimalmac.us. I would just then go to Google.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the reasons I decided not to use the .us, the title of book.us, as the main URL, just because, you know, I don't think people would naturally type that in. It would, you know, but it kind of worked well considering the title of book and the, I mean, that's one of those where, like, you know, with dot, you know, like letter.ly, letterly.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, by the way, you know, all those ly, like even bit.ly, are kind of being affected right now by the Libyan crisis.
Yeah, this is the problem with getting these small subdomains. I mean, if you know .tv, it's an island called Tuvalu, and apparently Tuvalu is sinking as an island, and in X amount of years, it won't be around anymore.
Oh my god!
Can you imagine if that happened?
My domain is sinking into the ocean.
See, for me, it only really works if you've got .com, .net, or one of them strange subdomains where it makes a word. I mean, like for the brochure, we've got .co.uk, and that's not very good, really, unless you live in the UK. I mean, somebody who lives in the UK will try a .com. If it's not what they're looking for, we will naturally go .co.uk next, because I think .co.uk is bigger than .us is, relatively, because .com is effectively the American domain subdomain.
Yeah. 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 There's a lot of commentary I could make on that. .com is pretty much the American ethos, right? Yeah. Our politics are based on .com, as it were.
It belongs to you, really. It does. And now, I mean, we've got .co, but that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Do you use GoDaddy?
No, I never have used GoDaddy. I've never. I've always detested the interface. I don't care how cheap the domains
really
are.
Cheap.
Not only have I never really liked the interface and liked their kind of ethos, but the experience of others I've known who have used them have been the reason that they. You know, they sell you the domain cheap really as a gateway to get you to buy a whole bunch of other services. And they basically lock you in for a certain amount of time with that domain. Like if you buy the domain that cheap, you can't transfer or move it for like a year.
Yeah, it's one year registration.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, well, F that, you know.
Did you see the thing that Bob Parsons did?
No,
now, admittedly, this will be a couple of weeks old for anybody listening, but he shot an elephant.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, I did hear this. I did hear something about this. So, he was out on some safari or some wildlife safari and shot an elephant? So,
claiming that it was good for the locals because the elephants ate all the crops. I mean, what the hell? And then he blogged about it. He's really proud of himself. He's a weird man. But someone with that amount of money, you know, people do these strange things. But what I really liked about it, my favorite takeaway, but you get a lot of other domain providers like Hover and stuff like that. They were offering discount codes like Save the Elephants and stuff. Genius.
Oh, I mean,
this goes back
to
ages ago. We were talking about that, all that Tumblr stuff.
Yeah.
And I think we had you on an episode of The Bro Show when it was going on, and when Tumblr's downtime really excelled. And
yeah.
I mean, I was talking, I sort of said that it was the right time for other hosted services to be offering coupon codes.
Yeah, yeah, for like Posterous and, you know, all the other ones to be like, you know, hey, come to us, we'll give you a discount if you aren't happy with Tumblr's downtimes. Yeah, we don't shoot elephants.
One of them, I can't remember what service it was, but they were donating $1 to like some elephant foundation for every domain purchased. I mean, it's smart move.
I think that is the new tagline for the future Web 2.0 company, is that we don't shoot elephants and our domain is not sinking into the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what, I've just realized that we got completely derailed. You were going to say something about iPads.
What the hell was I going to say? I have no idea what
you said that we had Julio on, and we were talking about, iPads and Square, and you wanted to mention.
Oh, yeah. Well, today as we record this, you know, as I've said before, we record these in bulk batches every other Tuesday, generally, although that schedule changes more frequently than we care to admit.
It's been more every Tuesday, every other Tuesday.
I agree. But one of the things that that I posted on Minimal Mac today was this great story that I found via the unofficial Apple web blog, mm-hmm. TUAW, for those not in the know, great Apple site to follow, was this radio reporter, and my dad is a radio audio guy. So I'm really into radio. I think I've mentioned that before. In any case, this guy has switched to doing everything that he has traditionally done with an iPhone 4 and sometimes an iPad. But basically, the iPhone 4 is his thing. And he goes out, records, edits, uploads, broadcasts live, takes videos, takes photos, writes web content, does the social media stuff, all from his iPhone 4. Which I thought was just mind-blowingly cool.
There's no other equivalent to that, is there, in any other industry? Like, there isn't a device that can just be so insanely multi-purpose.
Yeah, I don't think so. I really don't think so. You know, I mean, and here's this guy, you know, he's like a professional radio reporter. I mean, this isn't like, you know, this isn't like some guy at, you know, some local station that's broadcast out of his basement or something like that. Let's see. I forget where he's from. Who does he work for? Let me look. Some major, I mean, he works in D.C., so it's major market. But the only time he doesn't use the iPhone is only when he needs to be like at a news conference or something like that. And he kind of custom made this stand to attach to the podium with his with the iPhone on it, so he can like record, like, you know, let's say, you know, I don't know, the president is, you know, giving a speech, you know, he can like attach the iPhone 4 on the podium there. And then he uses his iPad to sit there and take notes using the virtual keyboard. He said he used to have an Apple wireless keyboard that he transported around, but now he brings the iPad and uses the iPad's virtual keyboard. Huh. You know, I think that, you know, these are the stories that are interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, probably before had to carry around a bag full of thousands of dollars worth of equipment with like a DAT recorder and, you know, and, you know, it used to be like he'd go out and record this stuff and end up having to go back to some studio and do his editing there and then, you know, upload it from there. And, you know, I mean, it could be hours before he was able to get this story out. And now he can get it out in 10 minutes on the spot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find that kind of thing just fascinating. And these are the stories that really say, oh, okay, this is the future to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know about you. The iPhone 4 is still the best computer I own.
Yeah, it's the most used, mm-hmm. you know, and the iPad as well. I've really positioned the iPad 2 to be quite a different type of machine to the iPad 1.
Yeah.
Since I bought the keyboard for it, it's completely changed. Like, I bought a wireless Bluetooth keyboard just to use for the iPad 2, and it's completely changed my game.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the same way with the iPad 1, you know. I mean, and people know that. I've shared that on Minimal Mac and shots of on Twitter or whatever, you know, being able to take my iPad places and, you know, pair it up with that keyboard and type away. It's just, yeah, it's just epic the way that you young Brits would describe it. So that's all I wanted to mention about that. The discussion about domains was far more fun and interesting.
Can I plug something?
Oh, certainly. Go ahead.
Me, Terry Lucy, my co-host on The Bro Show, and Dave Kello of 2R, who we mentioned earlier, and 52 Tiger on that, have started a interesting little podcast project, which is called 11 Minutes. Which is 11, so it's the number one, min.net. It's me, Dave, and Terry. We get together on a Monday and talk for anywhere between an hour and 2 hours. I then painstakingly edit that conversation down to the best 11 minutes of it. We talk about practically everything, and it's pretty much never technology. Please give it a listen.
So it's a whole lot like these rambling episodes where... You know, we basically record all of the chatter that happens when we're not recording the podcast and put that up. It actually relates. It's kind of funny. I had a tweet yesterday that was it yesterday or the night before? I don't know.
One of these days.
One of these days. But basically, and let me see if I can find it here. Shoot. Oh, no, I'm never going to be able to find it.
Too many at replies.
Screw me. Basically, it had to do with the idea that people often forget the value of the making of the thing, right? Like, you know, a lot of emphasis is put on selling a thing. You know, I'm going to make this chair and sell it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think about the fact that, well, making chairs for me is easy. It may not be for a lot of people. Let me start a class on how to make chairs. And then let me do a videotape of that class so that then I can sell the videotape of how to make chairs, you know? Okay, and now that I've sold, you know, I've had the class and the videotape, not everyone knows all the great places I know about to get the materials to make the chairs. So now, let me sell, you know, let me put up a website where I do all of the curating and sourcing of the materials for the chairs for you, right? And then get the sponsors of the places that, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like... The making of the chair is it's just one of the possible products there.
I found a tweet.
Oh, okay.
Often, the evolution of a work has a value that is never considered.
Gosh. That sounds like a writer wrote that.
It does. I'm going to save that to my quote book. How about that? I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, speaking of quote book, we've got him on as a guest coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah, it could be before or after. You've heard it, but for us, it's next.
Yes.
Who knows when you've heard it or will have heard it or may have heard it, but we've got
quote
it.
Back. Quote book is like my... It's the app I've been waiting for the iPhone for a long time now. Well, since seriously, the ways in which I... Because I'm a sucker for quotes, and, you know, as a writer, just the idea of being able to say a whole lot with a whole little, as a writer and a minimalist, appeals to me, and quotes achieve that function, right?
Yeah.
The really great quotes achieve that function, right? And, you know, and having a way to store those and search them and to share them is just a game changer. But, you know, so basically, getting back to what we were talking about.
What was that?
Well, no, it's also like this rambling thing, right? Like, you know, here we are because, you know, I'm really mixed up with time today for some reason. You know, I was thinking about, you know, we were trying to come, okay, what topic should we do next? And it's like, you know, well, you know, let's just chat for a bit while we're waiting. And duh, record the chat, because that's, you know, as we've proven before, that's a podcast too. That's something that's usable too. You know, and so here we are, you know, and I mean, look at this. We've covered everything from, you know, from the iPad to domains to
elephants.
Yeah, to making chairs to, you know, hey, you know, always, you know, don't just think about the thing. Think about the value that there is in the making of the thing and how you might be able to make that value a product. Make the making of the thing a product.
Indeed.
So, oh well. So, you know, this is right around the time we normally stop, so I guess we should. And actually record a real episode here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you once again, Mike. This is always a lot of fun to do these. I really enjoy them.
Me too.
And I think I have the perfect name for this episode.
I also do, so we'll deliver.
All right. All right. Well, we'll talk later.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Cheers.